Welcome to Max FM, recording live from Saturday Light Brigade. This is Sharissa. I'm in eighth grade at Max. Joining me are...
My name is Eden. I'm 13 and I'm in eighth grade.
My name is Shari. I'm 13 and I'm in the eighth grade.
My name is Maya and I am 12 and I am in the seventh grade.
My name is Omari and I am 11 in the sixth grade.
Today we will be discussing social media and how it affects your mind.
So I think as young kids, we do spend a lot of time on social media, but social media can also help us.
I think personally, it's not even just social media. We spend too much time on the screens. If our parents don't have a problem with it, then teachers shouldn't.
So I think social media can brainwash us, you know? Because it's like so much drama and intense stuff on there. Like, you're so like addicted to it.
Yeah, you could start drama because you could catfish people. And
yeah, because yeah, that could shit be, catfish is crazy.
But I think
you could cyber bully.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could post about stuff and it just goes on to the whole world.
And then people could always screenshot and repost everything.
Always think it starts a lot of drama because, like, people will say a lot of stuff behind social media, but they won't say nothing to your face at the same time.
Right.
So I think that's also how drama gets started, and it's a big way of miscommunication.
Yeah, because somebody can say that you said this and that, but you really didn't say that, and mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't you think as, like, young adults, like, we're about to be in high school, well, some of us, we're about to be in high school, don't you think we should let some of the petty stuff go? Even though I don't, because I feed into petty stuff, which I shouldn't. But I think most of us should let this petty stuff go. If we're about to be in high school, we're going to want to get good grades and focus on college instead of worrying about who said this and said what.
I thought when we was coming to sixth grade that some sixth graders was going to grow up, but it seemed like they got even more childish. I'm not worried about people. I feel like girls, not saying all, but I feel like more girls are worried about things they don't need to be worried about, such as
boys.
Such as boys.
I don't want a boyfriend. I got
A's. I don't want a boyfriend. I want A's and B's. Cause I'm classy.
I don't want a boyfriend. I want A's and B's. I'm classy.
That was a little hit.
I think social media is like a big distraction to us. Cause me personally, I'll have tons of homework and I won't end up doing it because I go home and just sit on my phone. Sometimes when I be bored on the, like, only on the weekends I'll do my homework. But like on weekdays, school nights, I won't do my homework. I will just go home unless I go to after school. If I go to after school, I'll get all my homework done. But if I just go home, I won't get no work done. It's a big distraction, and I think I need to cut out my screen time, and I think I need to read a lot more books than what I do now because social media got me brainwashed.
So I got another thing to say. When it's like your bedtime and you're like on your phone so much and you're like on your phone until like 2 in the morning or something, it affects your sleep and you go to school and you're just sleeping in school, and that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah.
Same thing as was Maya saying. I feel like when we stay on our phone it's too long until like 2 to 3 in the morning. We go to sleep, wake up. We feel like we don't have enough sleep in the morning. We end up sleeping.
Social media, like, because I'll be on my phone at like 2 in the morning and I have to get up at 6:30, but I don't get up until 7, and I be rushing, almost missing my bus. And
yes,
I be sleepy in class, but I don't be sleepy on the bus and then breakfast. I don't get it.
That's why I
just
sleep
need
on
to
the bus.
Start cutting off. Like, I wish my phone would just cut off on me, but then at the same time, I don't, because I'll be up bored. I don't think I'm addicted. I think I just spend too much time on there. Like, I could cut myself off if I really wanted to. But I think that we need to, like, stop telling our business on social media. I feel like if you're going to tell somebody your business, tell somebody who you could trust.
Run our mouth to other people.
Yeah, I feel like people need to, on social media, people need to be more humble about what they do and, like, just don't need to talk about everything, like, their whole life situation. Like, I feel like if you're good in basketball, like, stuff like basketball and dance, that's good stuff to post. But, like, when you have a... Like, when you get, like, a new photo shoot, like, you got a photo shoot, don't post about where it's at and stuff. And I don't think I'm addicted to my phone. I think I'm not addicted to social media. I'm just addicted to, like, my phone. Like, I'm attached to it. Like, so I can get off of social media. I just can't get off my phone. Like, it's just in my hand right now.
So do y'all like when y'all phones popping and not dry?
Yes. All the way.
I think yes, because it's like so fun and you just go into Snapchat or something, you just be like, oh, I'm popping. I got all these messages. I need to read them.
But sometimes it don't be a good popping. Sometimes, exactly, like, people might be talking about you. And exactly, then somebody could run back don't and tell you.
When my phone is booming, that's mainly because I'm having funny conversations or positive conversations. And when my phone, when I'm on FaceTime, that's probably the only time, like, something negative's happening, like, when I'm talking bad about somebody. But other than that, my phone be booming. My mom be tripping when we be at the dinner table and we be having our phones there and they be going off and we be trying to look at us. She be like, don't touch the phone. I could live without a phone.
My mom, she'll take my phone. Like, she'll be like, go do something. And I'll be like, okay. And if I don't do it, she'll take my phone and be like, go wash the dishes. I'll wash the dishes to come back. She'll be like, here you go. So, like, I don't get my phone taken for, like, a long time. She just want me to do stuff, so like, she'll take it because, you know, that's my distraction of me not doing it. Because my family, like, this summer, we was like, y'all, we should do, like, something without, like, TV or, like, our phones or something like that. And we was like, I was like, I think I can do it for, like, a couple months. And they're like, that's it. And they was like, no, like, just do, like, 5 months, 6 months. I'm like, 6 months? No. I'll give you, like, 3, and that's it. I feel like I can make it because all I do is sleep and eat now.
I think
I might just start getting real bored and I have nobody to talk to because I don't talk to my family for
a phone. If I don't have a phone, I think, like, if I turn in my phone, I think the longest I could go, like, telling my mom I could go without a phone is, like, 2 months. 2 or 3, but I would probably have to get paid for it. Or I have to, like, entertain myself. Like, I would have to be going to dance practice. And I think she should let me have it at least for an hour a day.
The next topic we're going to talk about is youth violence. And I wanted to start off with talking about that 7-year-old who got shot down in Houston. What do y'all think about that?
I think that's just so sad. If you do something bad, you know you're going to get in trouble for it. So what's the point of doing it? What was it worth? It was worth nothing. So why
you
do it?
And then I feel like, because they said there was 2 people, but they only got 1 man. Okay, so look, this is what happened. This down in Houston, this little girl, she was 7 years old, and she was with her mom and her sisters. So I guess these 2 guys in this red semi-truck or something like that, they pulled up on them and just, like, start letting out shots. And one of the shots had hit the 7-year-old girl, and she ended up dying. But, like, out of all the people that was in the car with her, she was the only one who got, like, shot. So, like, she was the only person who died.
What I was going to say is that the story that I heard was they were on the way to the coffee shop with her mom and her sister. And I guess the truck pulled up, they shot him. But they said that they was meant to shoot someone else because something
happened between that person and somebody else.
It was probably about gangs and stuff or, like, drugs or something.
So do you know the consequence that the killer had?
I think they found the second person today who, like, was with that dude who shot, like, who was shooting and stuff. They only had found 1 person at first, and then, like, they found the second one today. So that's good. They found both criminals.
And the second person was charged.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very sad because I don't think any young kid or any young person should go through death so young because they barely got to live life. She only lived life for 7 years, and I don't think she, like, got to really see the
experience.
fullest experience of life. I'm glad that I'm alive, and I'm glad I wake up every morning. As y'all should be.
Me too.
And I feel like anybody who's against that or thinks that, well, not saying young people should die, but young people, like, shouldn't. How should I say this? Like, people, like, young people shouldn't get as much opportunities in life.
Yeah.
So anybody who's against that, I mean,
oh well.
It's your opinion. I hope you change that opinion. I mean, it's not a really good opinion you should give on that. But it's really sad, and I feel heartbroken, even though it wasn't my family member.
I feel like that's really, 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 really sad. And that's why I wake up every morning and I get on my knees and I thank God that I am alive. So, yeah.
Yeah, because that's upsetting. Because then one of the football players, not for Pittsburgh, but like out of the football teams, he gave her mom some money. Like, I don't know how much he gave, but I know that he gave her some money and it was all over the news and stuff. And I think that's good because, like, it can help her because, like the videos that you see, like, on the news and stuff they show, she was, like, very heartbroken. And then, like, once they gave her that money, she, like, turned her phone upside down. I mean, yeah, am I right? Yeah, turned her phone upside down.
So she was smiling about it?
Yeah, because she was happy that they gave her some money.
So she's happy that her daughter died, too?
No, we're not saying, like, she's happy that her daughter died. She's happy that they gave her some money. Like, so, like, a football player gave this woman that her daughter had died, gave her some money. Like, they're supporting her, basically. She got a support team behind her. Because some people who people's kids die, they don't be having that blood.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about some upcoming Max events. Some of my favorite upcoming Max events are the snowball, that our teacher told us that we were going to have, or a Valentine's Day that we did last year. And last year's Valentine dance was so lit and it was so nice. And we just had all these snacks and music and, like, best dressed winner or something like that. But it costs because the tickets.
What are you talking?
Like, if you go to the teacher, he goes out, he gives tickets for $5. But the day you come into the school for the dance, you got to pay $7 unless you buy the ticket.
I feel like my favorite upcoming Max event is promotion and eighth grade trip. That's my favorite upcoming Max event. This is my last year in Max. Max is a really good school. It has a good education system, and they have very supporting teachers, very supporting teachers, and many opportunities that a lot of schools don't get. But, yeah, I just can't wait. And we're supposed to be going to Busch Gardens for 8th grade trip, and I hope it turns out to be very fun. If you guys don't know what Busch Gardens is, Busch Gardens is a water park in Virginia.
The next Max coming up event, I would like our graduation. I'm ready for graduation. Like, I can't wait to graduate because I feel like I'm going to be, like, on a new level, meeting new people. Even I met everybody last year because of my first year at Max. But, like, I'm happy. I met Shari and everybody else that I talked to.
Well, my favorite upcoming event is Avalon Park is because it's going to be close to the end of the year. I'm going to be going to 7th grade. And I like to play with my friends. We throw water balloons and do house competitions. And
I wonder if 8th grade is going to be able to go to Avalon Park, because 8th grade graduates June 6th, and we go on 8th grade trip, like, May 30th and May 31st, and that's around the time. We normally go Avalon Park around June 1st and stuff, June 11th, so I wonder if 8th grade will be able to go to Avalon Park.
That is all we have for you today. I am Maya, and I'm in the 7th grade.
I am Amori, and I am in 6th grade.
My name is Shari and I am in the 8th grade.
My name is Eden and I'm in the 8th grade.
This is Max FM for Youth Express. Tune in again and listen for more. You are listening to Youth Express.
Catch the future.